Phil Williams. It's hard to go wrong when you're on the right side. Right Side Radio. Solid, conservative, and just plain right.
News Talk 770 AM, 92.5 FM, WVNN, Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Like the dude just said, yes, this show is solid and conservative and just plain right. Hey, listen, we're going to one of my favorite times of every single week. We call it Copper and the Birdman. Basically, the whole team gets together. We've got, you know, Copper keeps the trains running on time. The switches are being flipped in the right way. We got the callers call in, and she puts them through so we can talk. She works in-house, and then we got all kinds of stuff that happens where Logan works in the outhouse. So, yeah, Birdman, we appreciate you being with us. So I'm calling roll. Birdman, you there?
Hello.
You is here.
I'm
and
here.
Then we got Miss Copper, of course. You are here.
Indeed, I am.
And you got a sound effect for us to launch Copper and the Birdman?
Every time.
Every time. All right. Good deal. All right. Hey, listen, first question I got for you guys. All right. So January 6th hearings were last night. The big dog and pony show that the January 6th commission put on. Do you know anybody, or did you watch it, or do you know anybody who watched it? And if not, why not? And does it even matter? So I'll go Birdman first.
Not a chance. There was no way. As a matter of fact, my friends and I texted about it, and instead of actually watching it, we just sent memes to each other about it. We really did. There was no... none of us cared to sit there and watch a bunch of high-ranking politicians virtue signal for however long that went on, so we just sent memes instead.
Classic.
Okay. So you had a meme contest, a memeganza going on.
Hey, yeah, it was great.
So, do you know anybody who watched it at all?
I don't know a single person. Not that I'm... Nobody I've talked to has even considered the idea of it.
Wow. Okay. I don't think you're alone in that. What's you, Copper? You said you didn't watch it, right?
Yeah. I didn't watch it, and same. I know nobody who watched it. A lot of people I know didn't even know it was happening.
So let me ask you guys this. Kind of a follow-up question to that, though, is... I mean, does this thing matter? And granted, this is a conservative talk show. We take issue a lot of times with the things they're doing like this. But just kind of take off your conservative hat for a minute and think objectively. Is this thing matter? Are they making a dent? Are they making the splash they want to make, in your opinion? Jump on, somebody.
I don't think they are. I mean, if I were a liberal, or even if the opposite had happened and liberals had charge the Capitol, I would want an investigation to take place, and I would want things to be looked into. But this isn't the result that I would want from it. A TV party where a bunch of people got up and bashed Trump. I mean, that doesn't even feel professional to me.
Yeah. What about you, Birdman? You think it matters?
I agree. I agree with what you were saying. I don't know. I think the way they went about it is probably my biggest issue. And I think kind of the cornerstone of that is if you look at somebody like AOC. I just saw a tweet right before we came on about her saying, you know, every time I see it, I'm right back in it. I'm terrified. It's like I almost died again. Like, okay.
She wasn't even in the building.
Exactly. And it's that whole thing of the I care, I'm important, therefore I care. Like, it's just nonsense. And if they actually posed it as an investigation or like a court date kind of thing where it seemed like it was official, you know, okay. But this just seems like a virtue signaling rally to me.
Yeah, it really does. Yeah, what?
They've cried wolf too many times. I mean, the media has just been bashing Trump.
Exactly.
And all their comedian shows have been on him for years. Yeah. So now, at this point, we're also desensitized to it. I doubt even a lot of liberals watched it.
Yeah, we had the Steele dossier that was a bust. We had Russia collusion that was a bust. We had, you know... allegedly, his bank accounts were tied to a Russian bank. It was a bust. We had his tax records were going to show that he was, you know, bankrupt as a man and as a bust. And it's just like every time they turn around, they've got an allegation. And I think Copper, that was a great point. They've cried wolf so many times. If this was the only main thing that was out there, maybe more folks would be curious and tuning in. But right now, it's been so overhyped that Trump is the enemy of the state that no one even listens anymore. That's the perception that I have. All right, next question. Let's move on from that one. So the U.S. Senate race here in Alabama, 1819 News, Ray Malek down there did a piece a couple of days ago. He talked about the fact that there has been $24 million spent on that U.S. Senate race, mostly by outside PACs, right? It's the third most expensive race in the entire nation in this election season. Your thoughts on that? Does it bother you? Does anyone care? What are your thoughts on it? You're first this time, Copper.
It does bother me a little. I mean, that's a lot of money to spend that could have gone to a good cause. But, I mean, it's a free country. If people want to spend a lot of money on their candidate of choice, they have that right. It just does feel a little nasty sometimes, realizing that people are basically buying seats, or it's a popularity contest, or a whoever's richest contest. It's not what you want to see in a democracy, but, you know, they have the freedom to do it.
Okay, point. Birdman?
Yeah, I mean, I kind of agree with her, actually. It's almost on all of that. It just comes off sleazy. It just comes off, you know, I don't want people to buy my vote. I want them to put in the legwork for it. And we've kind of touched on stuff like that previously, but I don't know. It just comes off as almost superficial. Like, you don't actually care enough to put in the work. That was actually one of the main things I liked about Lou Burdette, was that he put in a very, you know, small and, you know, cut off amount of money, and then he went out and tried to do what he could to build from there. And he earned my vote on that. He didn't buy it.
Okay, point. I think the thing that concerns me, though, $24.5 million. We are a red. I think Ray Malek made this point too. We are a red state. It's going to be a Republican, no matter what. I mean, Democrats don't have a snowball's chance of getting elected from Alabama as a U.S. senator, absent another one of those kind of gaffe things that happened with Doug Jones. But that being said, there are other states where it's purple and we have a chance. So why would they not spend some of that money, these super PACs, to try and help the overall majority by picking up an extra seat as opposed to just affirming one that's already red? And so it makes you wonder, okay, if they're not trying to, you know, overcome a blue deficit to win a red seat, then what are they doing? It appears they're trying to buy a certain kind of Republican. That's what it looks like.
Yeah, agreed.
I think it's,
so that's, huh?
I think it's the never Trumpers versus the MAGA. I mean, everybody is still sore post Trump, and there's the people who have gone really hard on the whole the election was stolen, and there's people who just want to move on, and I think they hate each other, and it's really sad to see. But
well, now Copper, you know that both candidates are super MAGA.
Mm-hmm.
Both of them.
I was actually
both super
add that
Trump
too.
Candidates.
Right.
They have to be.
Right.
Uh-huh. I feel like they're fighting to see who's more MAGA than the other.
They definitely are. In fact, that's the thing that happens everywhere in the nation right now. I'm a Trump Republican. What does that mean? That means I support Trump. Woo!
Except the never Trumpers like Katie Britt and they don't like Mo.
Yeah, isn't that interesting? I think you would find that if there's a never Trump Republican, a so-called never Trump Republican out there, that they are, you're right, probably leaning towards Katie Britt. That's because she represents the I can do without Trump and still be a Republican, you know, kind of candidate. But all right, well, I'll tell you what, Copper, go ahead and move us to the break. We'll take this break and come right back. I got another question coming up pretty soon. Going to talk about some Top Gun. Oh, yeah. I saw it last night, and I'm still fired up. All right. We're with Copper and the Birdman right here on Right Side Radio. Phil Williams, we are solid conservative, just plain right, and we'll be right back. Talk 770 AM, 92.5 FM, WVNN, Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid conservative, just plain right. Time now, 4:22 PM. We're winding down one of my favorite times every single week we do it. The whole team gets together on the air, Copper and Birdman and myself. We call it Copper the Birdman. We just did two or three questions a moment ago. Next topic, guys, here's the deal. Last night I saw Top Gun Maverick, and I'll be honest with you, I'm old enough to where I distinctly remember going to see Top Gun the first time. Had the soundtrack of Top Gun probably playing on a cassette in my 68 Mustang.
Nice.
You know, I can remember driving to Army Airborne School, listening to the soundtrack, Danger Zone, as I'm driving to Airborne School. I can still distinctly remember that. So I loved Top Gun, the first one. Last night I saw it. Loved it. Birdman, I know you saw it the other day, right?
I did. Yeah, it was awesome. Yeah.
Well, so let me ask you guys. Top Gun Maverick, the movie, is setting records right now, right? So why do you think it's setting records? Is it just a good movie for entertainment purposes, or does it carry a message that people have been looking for? Is it a little bit of both? Speak to it for a minute. Now I'll let you go first since you've seen it, Birdman.
I mean, I think the biggest draw to it was just that it was a well-put-together movie, had great amount of nostalgia, but it didn't throw it in your face, and there was no hidden message, there was no agenda, and it didn't feel like anything was being preached to me. I just felt like it was a good, proud-to-make-you-American movie. I will be honest, one of the thoughts I had was that if somebody really staunchly on the left saw that movie, I know people like this, they could be pretty darn mad that it makes you proud to be an American, because it's kind of hip to not be proud to be an American now. And that movie was the exact opposite.
Yeah, and they had, you know, one of the characters was a female fighter pilot, mm-hmm. and they didn't do anything like she had to be gay or she had to have her moment of angst because she was, you know, being picked. No, she was just part of the team. She was just an excellent pilot, and she was part of the team. And just her character was in there. That's all it was. And good on them. So, Copper, you haven't seen it yet, I know. You have to, though, by the way. You have to go see it.
It's on my list of things to do.
All right. But tell me this, though. What are your thoughts in advance of, like what I said? Is it just that it's a good movie, or is it something that people are hungry for, or both?
Yeah, I mean, I think the fact that there isn't a message in it, at least not an explicit one shoved in your face, is appealing to people. We're so sick of having to turn on the TV and see our, you know, cake advertisements and our football games and everything have politics in them. And for this to just be a fun movie sounds good to me. But I mean, there is that underlying feeling of happiness rather than angst, which is a lot better when you just want an entertainment than feel terrible about yourself because you're an American. Ugh.
Well, I totally agree. Yeah, it wasn't. So whichever one, I guess it was Birdman said, it wasn't preachy. It didn't get in your face in terms of things that you're like, okay, I gotta put aside my feelings about what they just said so I can enjoy the rest of the movie. There wasn't any of that. It just, unless, of course, you're a American-hating liberal. So there you go. All right, you guys, listen, this is the thing we do as part of this every time, and I think we just kind of started it by accident the first time, but we just do it every week now. Stupidest story of the week. And by the way, I got a stack of them over here, so I don't know if you can beat some of the ones that I've got, but tell me, what was the stupidest story of the week that you found? And Miss Copper, you go first.
All right, that's a pretty good one. The Louvre has announced that there was a patisserie-related attack on the Mona Lisa. That's the French way of saying someone threw a cake at the Mona Lisa.
What?
Yes, a patisserie-related attack. Now, it didn't damage the Mona Lisa because, of course, there's a glass protector. But why did this person, who was a young man, dressed in a wig and lipstick and in a wheelchair, why did he do this? Well, apparently, it was to protest our destruction of the environment. As he was being dragged away by security guards, he was screaming, "It's for the earth! The artists do things to support and save the earth!"
So he goes to the museum, dressed out in all his swag, in a wheelchair, throws cake at a priceless piece of art, and then screams, "It's for the earth."
Yep.
That's it's hard to beat that, but Birdman, I look forward to seeing what you've got. So, Birdman, can you beat that story?
Man, I'm going to try. Okay, here we go. Burger King in Austria.
I know where you're going. I know where you're going.
You know about this?
Go ahead.
Okay, so they have announced the Pride Whopper.
Oh, yeah.
And this is directly from it. With two matching buns for equal loves. For equal love and equal rights, we stand for the equal rights of all identities and orientations. Basically, you can select the identity of your Whopper. with either having two top buns or two bottom buns.
That's just messed up.
What is that?
That, I tell you what that is. That's virtue signaling out the wazoo. That is just unreal.
You can't even eat it properly.
That's what I thought. I was thinking, if I had to do this, I'd definitely get the two top ones because it'd be so much easier to eat.
Well, so, okay, I got to tell you, I mean, like, I'm doing a segment here in a minute called I'm Not Sure How to Take That, where I've got a series of stories. Top three stories. You ready for this? Number one, Walmart stops selling coconut milk over claims of monkey labor.
Naturally, yeah.
Okay, just saying, that's the headline. It's from AL.com. Next story. Missouri woman claims she caught a sexually transmitted disease in a car and gets $5.2 million from the insurance company. I'm not kidding you. That's the story. Yes. Next story. California bees can now legally be called fish in order to have the protections they need under the law in California. just saying, that's the actual news. Those are the top three stories that I've got in the next segment. I don't know for a fact, but I think... Oh, here's another one. Liberals are obsessed with global warming and therefore not having kids because they're scared of having kids in global warming.
Yeah.
How about this one? D.C. launches an ad campaign to combat anti-trans hate on public transportation, even though there's only been one incident in the past 2 years. I don't want to say that I won Stupidest Story of the Week, but I did have a pile of them. So
you had the quantity for sure.
All right, you guys. Love y'all. Thank you much. Copper and the Birdman every week. Good team. All right. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Solid and conservative and, yep, just plain right. And it is 4:29 p.m. We'll come back for the last half hour of the show.